Hey, I ain't realized the phone was that close. What up, though? Hopefully y'all had a great day today. Wait for my... I'm going to wait for Czar to jump up in here because I got to talk to him on the ride to the crib. I ain't going to have time to do no stream y'all podcast, but I got the receipts for him, though. I got the receipts for him. But this episode definitely going to trigger some folks. It's going to trigger some folks. Oh, yeah, baby bubble. Baby bubble. Let y'all load up before I start. Had a great discussion on LaMelo Ball. I didn't confirm if that statement was super accurate. But I thought it was just a good talking point, especially these days. And I knew that was going to trigger a lot of folks, but I think it drives a very important discussion that needs to be had, that I've had on my show countless times, about higher education and different paths to success and how people are... Can y'all hear me? Yeah, y'all can hear me, my bad. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, just higher education versus trade versus... entrepreneurship versus get it how you live. You know? So here's the thing with Melo. Once you cut through all the bravado, the curse words, the matter of factness, think about it like this. When we were all coming up through school, I'm talking about my generation, born in the late 70s, graduated high school in 97. You were all taught, you know, you got to go to college. You look at like the Cosby Show. You look at Different World. You look at all these shows that were on TV. They talked about going to college, Family Matters, like, every show. Martin had all the HBCU colleges on his sweatsuits and stuff. So, you know, the avenue was college. You didn't hear about entrepreneurship. You didn't really hear about trades. Like, I grew up in Newport News, Hampton area, in the shipyard. I never knew the shipyard was a trade. I just thought it was a place everybody went to work at. Nobody educated us in high school that, yo, you go to the printing school, learn a trade, work at the shipyard. You feel what I'm saying? Like, all you were taught was go to college. Especially if you're in sports, you know you had to go to college. But everybody that I knew that did play sports, they were trying to apply to get into school, seeing they could get money, take out loans, whatever. But it's been a shift. It's been a shift in where people are becoming more aware that, yo, man, I got this degree and I'm filling out this application and for this job, and this job don't even fit the field in which I got this degree in. Because it's so competitive out here that I'm trying to apply for this job and it ain't even in my field. I don't even use this degree. Was it even worth for me to go to college? And as an employer, are you just using this degree to show that I can learn? Is that an implicit bias? Like, oh, he got a college degree, so we know we could teach him. We know he's smart. We know he could learn. Versus that kid who just got that high school diploma, where you feel like, well, I don't know. He didn't even go to college. You know. Some things to think about. Even a trade school, you still pay. But sometimes your trade could be reimbursing you while you learn. Sometimes you working on the job. So you might be paying, but you getting reimbursed like a paid internship, in a sense. Or it's like a damn, like you cancel each other off, or you're not paying as much. You get what I'm saying? So you can show you can take tests good. Exactly. Look, man, I'm going to be honest with you. I know a lot of very smart people within the building. That's what I call school, within the building. that once they step outside the building, they dumb. I know dumb is a harsh word, but you like, what? What made you think, like, your common sense, like, they can recite. They have mastered the ability to recite, to regurgitate. Photographic memory type people who can look at something, read it, remember everything, go take the test, and they mastered the art of taking tests. But then you say, apply what you read. They can't do that. That's why a lot of people hated those reading comprehension exercises. When you read and then they had questions, but you couldn't just go right through the paragraph and get the answer to the question. You had to basically break down in your own thoughts. You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm saying? Those, where you couldn't cheat. Them type of assignments where you couldn't cheat off your homeboy or your homegirl because it was in your own words. Describe to me how you felt when Johnny did this or said this. And how is it applicable to what you go through? You like, first of all, I don't even know what applicable mean. Second of all, wait a minute. What did they talk about? My bad. This I was breaking up. Make sure my Wi-Fi off. But yo, I want to get Czar in here because Czar got some explaining to do about Tim Tebow and I got receipts. And I'm going to be super petty tonight when I release the episode in which he was very disrespectful to my colleagues and myself and the other analysts on my show. It was a show that happened way in May and we was discussing Tim Tebow. And I ain't going to tell him when the timestamp is in the episode. I'm going to get home. I'm going to cut the episode up so I can share it on Facebook. I'm going to share the video. Damn the audio. You got to see his face. He was matter of fact that Tim Tebow was an athlete. Matter of fact, which Tim Tebow is an athlete. Matter of fact that Tim Tebow was going to make the team because the Jaguar was trying to do X, Y, and Z. And all you got to do is this. All you got to do is that. And they ain't going to ask him to do this. They ain't going to ask him to do that. He was matter of fact. So I know he see me tag him. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and invite him. Because I ain't got that much time. He about to get Tebowed. Yeah, I want to see what he gonna have on when he jump in episode 2. So everybody, we gotta get Czar in here. We definitely gotta get Czar in here because I ain't got that much time. I'm gonna be ripping it running. Soccer practice and football practice today. My son got back to backs today. He doing both sports at the same time. So we hit the ground running when I get out of the school. So I've been talking too much as it is. Czar, you said you wanted this. Let's get it. Man, don't act like you. Because this would kind of irk me. So when I went live at noon, as soon as I logged off, he said, yo, invite me. And I know he available right now. Because he don't do nothing. He Tommy. He ain't got no job. I'm the DJ. That's what he is. Czar, come on, bruh. I tagged you. I invited you. Let's go. Hurry up, man. We got things to do. I got people to go. I got places to see. The penitentiary had no place for me. 50 Cent had that song. I got places to go. I got people to see. The penitentiary ain't no place for me. On the 8 Mile soundtrack, y'all remember that song? I said the hook first. I said the hook wrong at first. My bad. I tried to play it all too, but I know somebody caught that know the song. Like, what the hell? That ain't the chorus. That ain't the hook. Hey, yo, if you couldn't win, never mind. I'm gonna leave Texas fans and Oklahoma fans alone, man. I'm going to leave them. Well, Oklahoma, they compete, but Texas, y'all got bamboozled. SEC bamboozled y'all, man. Y'all ain't the good old Texas. Y'all ain't the old hook 'em horns. SEC got y'all for y'all oil money. They went and got Texas and Oklahoma. SEC know how to get that money. Get that money. My man Zoe said, I was taught the only way you could live comfortable and be successful in life was to go to college. I wish I was taught about trade school. I wouldn't have wasted 5 years at a university racking up debt. I still haven't had a job that utilized my degree, and I graduated in 2013. See, that is a damn travesty. Right there, those are the type of stories they don't show you. They just say, well, hey, Lorenzo, you got your degree, and without your degree, you wouldn't get your job. Without your degree, you wouldn't even get paid what you're getting paid. Your salary would be lower. Your demand would be lower. They'll think of a way to just dismiss Zoe and what he just said. And yeah, you got stories on both ends of the spectrum, but at the end of the day, all we want to say is, even though Mellow Ball jumped out there and was giving people the middle finger and serving shut the hell up juice, he just saying, look, man, y'all was screaming. This what Zoe did. This what Mellow did. Okay, you know what? Let's get right to it. Petty Hawk here now. All this cordial stuff out the window. This what Mellow Ball did. All you mother suckers that was out there talking bad about his daddy, saying he was dumb for taking him out of high school, and taking him overseas, and he should have went to college. All he doing is serving y'all a middle finger. That's what he did, okay? I'm just going to keep it a trillion. That's all he did. Say, F all y'all that said I had to go to school. F all y'all that said I had to go to high school. F all y'all. I grew to 6'7". I got basketball skills. I'm not you. You not me. I'm him. That's what he said. And that's how I knew y'all was going to be triggered, because it goes against y'all. Hey, but you're not Mellow. You can't do what he do. Well, you was trying to make Mellow seem like you got to have a fallback plan, because if you fail, and what your boy say, never lost. Never lost. Daddy Ball said never lost. If you got a backup plan, then your A plan ain't going to succeed. Who need a backup plan? Who need a plan B? All I need is an A. A come before B. And we ain't gonna overlook A. We focus. And people don't like that because he said, never lost. That's all it was. Y'all don't like it. Y'all don't like it because he ain't doing what y'all was taught to do. That's what it is. And Mello said, F all y'all for coming at my daddy. Because you know what? Daddy right. Daddy was right. It worked out for Daddy. You can't do what Daddy do. You ain't got the faith to just step out there and just take your son out of high school because you know he gonna succeed. You ain't got the cachet to take your son overseas when he young to play against grown men and get paid to play in the game that he loved. And when everybody told him, you done messed his life up, and then he come back and hear y'all saying, people saying, oh, Mello's so good. Oh, he the rookie of the year. Like y'all forgot how bad y'all talked about that man. He said F school. He meant to say F all y'all. That's what he did. And everybody out here forgot. Everybody that was screaming, oh, man, Daddy Ball shouldn't have did that. Shut up. He did it. He succeeded. Clap it up for him. Look at this fool, how he come on my damn line. Look at this joker here, boy. Look at this joker.
First of all, I was trying to tell you. Look, first of all, I was trying to tell y'all that in the beginning about Ball. See, what people
like. No, don't do that. No. Petty Hawk is here today. You a fool.
I don't get it. Look, wait a minute, man. Can I say my piece?
No, because I hate when you do this.
Oh, my God.
You are a full-fledged. It's a reason why you come on with these silly-ass hats, because you are a capper, a mad capper.
Sir Cap-a-Lot.
You use a goddamn lie about you. You ain't tell us not a nair nutter.
I'm going to tell you. Yes, I did. I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to tell you why. First of all, I'm not going to quote myself, but I did say something like, LaVar Ball has the confidence. Let's not forget, LaVar Ball played in the NFL for a little bit. LaVar Ball.
Whoa.
He played for the Jets, man.
For like what, preseason?
Doesn't matter. The body type, bro, as a dad. Okay, we both dads, right? Right? We both dads.
I'm not agreeing to nothing right now because I'm
okay,
scared.
That's fine. You don't have to agree, but you can't say, hold on, bro. You can't say 9 times out of 10, you were known for your speed and your track ability, right? For you to run fast, right? 9 times out of 10, that same genes be passed down to your kids, bro.
Damn, Michael Jordan.
So you got
dad.
Well,
wait.
Let me finish talking. You got Daddy Ball. You got
Michael
Ball
Jordan,
that
Michael
basically
Jordan
was what, 6'5"? He's 6'5". He knew his kids was gonna be tall. Let's not front man. Ball was not a slouch, or he wouldn't have got the invite to the NFL. He knew
you
what he
got
had, bro.
To the
he
NFL.
Gambled on his
what
kids and he won. It
no,
is what bad. It is, bro. NFL, bro. We all have. There's kids out there of NFL or NBA players that play NFL ball and vice versa, bro. It's called the athletic gene.
So you mean to tell me Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan kids are the 10 out of the 9 out of 10?
First of all, them kids are spoiled. That's what happened to them. That's too much success.
Hold. How you going to change the narrative?
No, I'm not changing
brother,
the narrative. No, it's too,
brother. Brother, you changed the narrative.
Come on,
you just
come on, Zaza Beans. Come on, man. Zaza Beans, hold on, man. Look. Come on.
Come on.
Okay, wait a minute. There is, bro. Can I finish talking? You in rare form. You've been drinking. You've been eating pencil sharpener shavings. What you doing, man?
That joke wasn't a joke, man.
You eating pencil sharpener shavings, man. Calm down. I gotta tell you, calm down on your own show, man. But no, when you have a successful father, let's say like a Michael Jordan or a Magic Johnson that has reached the pinnacle, 9 times out of 10, your kids are not gonna be as successful as their dads or their parents. It's very rare. But you have a little ball. Wait a minute. You have a little ball, a LaVar Ball, that tasted a little bit of success. Just a little bit. He got to camp. He almost got signed with the Jets, practice squad, whatever. He knew what it takes. His kids didn't have all those millions and millions of dollars and all that nice lifestyle. They still had to grind. Whereas Magic Johnson's kids, you see what happened. I ain't going to go into that, but you see Michael Jordan.
You see Michael Jordan's kids. Hold on. Why Klay Thompson successful?
What you saying? Did you not hear me? I said it's a rarity, man.
Okay,
it's a rarity.
So what I'm doing is I'm debunking that. I'm gonna go down the
You're
line.
You're not debunking it. You're not debunking it.
Can I finish?
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Gary.
Okay,
Payton.
Can I say something real quick?
Kenyon Martin.
Let's not front. Dale Curry was not a superstar, bro.
Can I keep going?
Go ahead. If you name him, I'm going to debunk him.
Can I keep going?
Dale Curry was not a superstar.
Brother, God dang. You just said $1 million. They ain't had to work for none. These kids.
I'm talking about the success, bro.
Oh, my gosh. It don't matter. It's the money.
It does matter.
Bro, I'm going off your logic.
I know, and I'm supporting it.
No, but you move the fence once I debunk it, bro.
I ain't nobody moving no damn fence, man.
You are. You just said they got $1 million.
So wait a minute.
$1 million lives, right? You ain't never had to worry about nothing.
No,
right?
I'm talking about the major success.
Major success.
The major success, bro.
If I made $1 billion versus $50 million, we both living comfortable, right?
No, it's the lifestyle. It's the lifestyle too, man.
We both live.
It's the lifestyle too, bro. You acting like Dale Curry was like a multi. Curry still had to work, man.
Can you just calm down? I'm trying to break it down for you. Keep interrupting me. That's what's letting me know you figured out.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Go ahead, brother. I apologize. Go ahead, brother.
All right, check this out, bro. If we all live in the same neighborhood, $1 million homes, acres, correct? What happened? What happened, man?
You're getting feedback, man.
We here? You good now?
You caught up. Go ahead, brother.
All right, so if we both, so me, you, and five other homeboys live in the same neighborhood, we all were successful NFL players, all made millions and millions of dollars, correct? God dang it, where'd he go? Oh, so it wasn't me. Let me invite him once I park right quick, man, because I got something for him. He know he done messed up. Let me park my car. Once I park my car, it's on. Yeah, there we go. Now it's on. It's on. All right, check this out, brother. Check this out. So here's what I was going to say. You said that the Magic Johnsons, the Michael Jordans, those kids, they got millions of dollars. They ain't got to work. They don't have to worry about nothing compared to the Ball brothers and how the daddy came on, right?
Something like that. It's the success and the lifestyle and the work ethic, bro.
Okay, cool. Success, lifestyle, work ethic. Success, lifestyle, work ethic. Okay, so success is the money. You comfortable. You got no worries, right? The work ethic. When you talk about work ethic, what do you mean by that?
Okay, there's two kind of work ethics. So when your parents when you're a multi-millionaire as a parent, okay, and you have kids, either the worth ethic is going to be there or it's not going to be there.
Okay.
Okay. So okay, for example, let's say Magic Johnson's kid. Magic Johnson's kid probably wasn't focused on basketball because of the success of his dad. That's totally different. People calling me. Then you have Michael Jordan's kids. Michael Jordan's kids, I'm not saying they didn't have the worth ethic, but
they were the 10.
They probably didn't put the work in.
Oh, they were the 10. You said 9 times out of 10, so they were just number 10, right? Yeah.
No, I'm just right. that's an unfactual number, bro. Go ahead.
So here's my retort to that, because you originally said, made it seem like if your daddy was successful or made money, he ain't gonna have to drive. That's why they weren't successful.
9 times out of 10, they ain't gonna have to drive.
So how come you have a guy, you know the Matthews family in football, right?
Oh, yeah. Bruce Matthews.
All of them made to the NFL. What's the difference in them?
That's it. It's rare.
Peyton Manning.
That's rare, bro.
The Manning family. Hold on.
That's another rare, bro. It doesn't happen, bro. It happens every once in a while, bro. It's not like it's happening like every other year.
Hold on. So if I could go down the list of a bunch of NBA players whose fathers played in the NBA, what does that say? Doesn't that debunk what you're saying?
Wait a minute, bro. I'm gonna say something to top that real quick. Just because you get this, because how did you get there? Do you deserve really to get there? Did you put the work ethic? Did your work ethic match that? Did you put the work in? Did you put the work in?
But here's why the work don't mean nothing all the time. Because your initial statement was, look at LaVar Ball. He got invited to an NFL camp, played whatever you said. Then you said, it's in them to be good. It's in their genes. And that's what made me say that's not correct, because Jordan and Magic kids debunked that.
It's in the gene. What I'm saying is but the work ethic, bro. You still got to work.
But Jordan kids just weren't good. They worked.
Let me tell
you something, man. We just talked about higher education. How that's a facade. That hard work shit that people always talk about, you can work as hard as you want. Sometimes you just ain't good.
You have that opportunity too, man.
You have opportunity and you just ain't good.
You ain't good, but you need opportunity as well. But that's where it goes in. Wait a minute, bro. Cut up all the faces, man.
I ain't saying nothing, bro.
Stop that, man. Your neck getting big, man. Hold on, bro. Hold on, look. Petty Hawk, your vein, your neck getting big.
Hold on, dog. All jokes aside. Don't ever fucking try to tell me how to carry myself. I'm grown. All right? I ain't gonna never tell you. So don't tell me how to fix my fucking face. I don't play that.
Wait a minute. Are we dealing with Ahmad or we dealing with Petty Hawk?
No, I'm a grown fucking man. I'm telling you. Don't ever try to say.
I know you're a grown man, but you said it's Petty Hawk.
You can't. It don't matter. But I'm telling you, as a man, don't ever try to tell me how what type of faces I can make. This is my fucking face.
What? Would you gonna beat me? You beat me?
I'm just.
I'm saying. I thought you were gonna try to beat me.
Nobody. It ain't about that.
No, you can't beat me. You can't beat me.
But you fucking joking.
All right.
I'm gonna let no fucking body tell me.
Look, I tell you, your neck getting all bowed up. You're getting all bold. You're getting mad.
That's what's wrong with you. That's what's wrong with you. That's why you're a fucking raccoon.
You got to take the emotion out. You got to take the emotion. You're too emotional right now. This right now.
Hey, first of all, you can call it what you want, but you know you won't do that shit again.
What?
I'll tell you that.
Calm down, brother. Put your AC on. You're sweating. Bruh, your nose sweating. Come on, let me just finish what I was saying. So, LeVar Ball in the gene pool. LeVar Ball in the gene pool. Bruh, put it like this. It's in them, but they still got to pull it out. Whoa, they still got to pull it out, bro. Man, shut up, man. Come on, man. Come on, fam. Here you go trying to change stuff. Look. They still have to pull it out of themselves to be great. Like Shaquille O'Neal's son, Sharif O'Neal, he's all right, but he ain't like his daddy. Right? Is he in the NBA
yet? Who cares? Who cares?
But that's what I'm saying, bro. Because, bro, that's what I'm saying. It's about the gene, the work ethic, and the opportunity, bro.
Like
your boy Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow had all the work ethic in the world, but he couldn't block. All right. Come on, Martin Lawrence. Look at that vein in your head. Boy, look at that vein.
I'm so glad you did that. You said, and I quote on the show that I'm going to share tonight. No, don't stop me and don't do that. Let me finish my ball because I know you nervous. You said when Derry was like, dog, he going to hide the block. He ain't going to hide the block. They be stupid ass in the block. He could just be an H-back. He don't hide the block. He could just be out there. Just give him the ball. He an athlete. He ain't got the block.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'm going to say this. First of all, wait a minute. What you're not gonna do is get an apology out of me. Because look, I said, quote unquote, if they line Tim Tebow up at H back and let him get the ball and show what he can do, he may have an opportunity to make the team. They threw him in there as a blocking tight end. And like Shannon Sharp said, if that was J.J. Watt, Clowney, or any defensive end, they would have tossed Tim Tebow in the backfield and into the running back with that kind of blocking effort. Okay? I said if he plays H-back, he will make the team. They didn't let him carry the ball.
No. We ain't talking about that.
Come on, Martin. Hold on.
I let you get your rebuttal. Let me talk. You said, as the battle rapper said, when I released the first blocking video in the comments, he did his job.
Hey, if I was playing, everyone expected Tim Tebow to crush what he should have done. Instead of just diving and cutting the guy, if he would have turned, no homo, if he would have engaged the guy, turned his butt, and sealed and chopped his feet, bro, he would have made the team. Everybody would have went nuts. You engaged the guy. This is what they call it, Hamad. As a lineman, I'm speaking as a lineman. Offensive, defensive lineman. When you punch him, and you lock him, you got to lock it out. You see that? You got to lock it out. You engage them, you lock them out, you turn your butt, let the running back run off your butt, you shuffle your feet, that's a good block.
What?
Yeah, it's a block, man.
First of all, this is not
wide receiver blocking universe. We have to do little stock blocks and crackbacks. No, this is getting down and dirty and grabbing and pushing and pulling and punching to get that block. Okay, this is line. This line blocking.
Are you done, bro? All right, so here's the deal. God, to all the people who are listening to this, because this could be a podcast episode, it is now. You can't see him. I'm trying to stop him from that rhetoric just to say pause, because if you just start playing the episode right then, you ain't going to know what he's talking about, because he just went right for it. Turn your butt. Would you say put your butt on his nuts and what?
Man, see it? No, see.
What did you just say?
See, what are we doing? You can't do that.
And let the running back.
No,
run up,
man.
Your butt.
It's. I call it the zone block. You know, I'm a Denver fan. I used to be an offensive lineman / defensive lineman. When you're not strong,
you call me a hoe?
As the guy.
Hold on, dog. Don't be calling me no hoe, man. I'm a grown ass man, dog. Don't call me. Don't say ho.
I ain't call you no hoe, man. Okay, I'm sorry.
This is twice as a man. Don't you ever call me a hoe, goddammit. I am grown.
We know you are. We know.
Okay.
You don't tell me how to control
my looks, and you don't tell me that I'm a hoe. Okay, I'm a man. I'm grown. Now go.
So what? Can I ask you a question real quick? Five. Continue. Can I talk?
What?
Bring your head down.
Man, take that cap off.
Hey, can you bring your head down and brush your head? Go like this to your head.
Whoa,
I guarantee you.
Brother, look, you can't tell no old man to bend his head down, bro. Yo.
Just do that. I guarantee you got a ball spot.
I'm not doing the Dougie Fresh, man. As a man, I'm not doing the Dougie Fresh.
I guarantee you got a ball spot. But the middle of your head probably like a damn golf course. But I ain't gonna say
that. Okay, so all the listeners, because you can't hold on. All the listeners, let me recap. He wanted to show people he uses Gillette finger shave that he got sponsored by because he got a fresh shaved head on that whack-ass Bronco chef hat that he wearing. Proceed. Back to Tebow.
Man. So if Tim Tebow engaged, instead of just falling down and twisting, falling out like a little kid, it was a half-ass block. I've done blocks like that. I've had.
Why do you keep talking about butts and stuff, bro? What is wrong?
Listen to me, man.
Every time I turn around, you talking
instead,
about
instead
ass
of
this,
instead
ass
of
ass
Tim
that.
Tebow, instead of Tim Tebow dogging it or half-assing the block, even though the guy was out of position, you still engaged the guy.
It was a bad block, right?
No, it wasn't a bad block. No, it wasn't. It was bad technique by him falling on the damn ground. Because what he could have did is, wait, let me talk. What Tim Tebow could have done, he seen the guy was out of position, give him a little push to the inside, go to the second level. That's what he could have did. But see, that's the offensive line, that's the dog in me. That's a good opportunity. That's shed the block, go to the next level, get the linebacker. Okay? Instead, he fell on the ground and burnt out and twisted out, just did whatever he did. Okay, that's what I'm saying. But if we're looking at Tim Tebow from far, if he engages the tight end, regardless if he goes to the second level or not, if that defensive end is out of position, you still got to crush that guy. Okay, instead of falling down, what you do is, and I'm gonna put my camera down. I'm gonna show you.
No. Yeah, I'm gonna
show you.
Nah, we're not doing that. It's bad enough we had to watch Tebow block. We're not doing that. No, sir. I had to upload 2 videos of Tebow trying to block, and he going to try to show me he's trying to block? No way. Nope. I ain't doing that. No, sir. Hell to the no. I'm grown. Hey, man, don't ever do that on my show again. I'm grown. I keep trying to tell your ass, I am grown. Okay? We just ain't gonna be doing what we want on my show.
Hey, man. Bruh, I'm trying to show the people. I'm trying to give them a visual.
Dog, don't disrespect.
Bro, I'm not trying, bro. I'm just trying to show you.
I told you no.
I'm trying to show you, man.
Dog, I said I don't want to see
it.
No.
Let me come on. I'm gonna show them what I'm talking about, man. Because you making it hard for them to visualize.
Whoa. Visualize hard.
I'm gonna show you the turnout. I'm just gonna show you the 20 shit of the turnout block.
I'm gonna show you this. I'm gonna show you what Badoo do. How about that? And your ass gotta sit in the corner for a couple minutes. You can't come back on, bruh. The hell? The hell is wrong with him, man? What is wrong with you, Czar? We're not doing this today. We're not taking the Czar tutorials of trashy ass blocking. Okay? We just saw Tim Tebow. Two fingers to the sky. Salute to Tim Tebow. Great college quarterback. Very good football analyst. Okay baseball player. Playoff winning quarterback. Trash ass tight end. Best of luck to you. You're a millionaire. You're a motivational speaker. You are the epitome of hard work, being homeschooled, doing it the right way. But the Czar and you blocking, I can't stand it. I'm not going to do it. Overton got to sit down. Exactly, mine. Overton, you got one more minute. Put a 60-second timer on him. You got 30 more seconds. I can't do this, man. I can't. The whole time when I show people the Tebow video, people swore up and down, oh, he'll get an A-plus for this. He'll get a check mark. He did his job. Y'all suckers, the same dudes about here telling y'all homeboy they good in whatever field they want to be in, and then they get cut or they get fired or they don't get the job, and you the same homeboy talk about, man, I can't believe they did that to you. No, goodness damn well your homeboy was trash. But if you would just been a man and told your homeboy this ain't it, you would have saved him the anguish. But nah, y'all out here selling dreams. On that daggone video, y'all swore up and down I was a hater. Swore up and down he did this, he did that. All you had to do was say, yo, the defensive end was trashy and Tebow technique was even trashier. He got to step it up. Nah, y'all built in these damn excuses. Ain't hold him accountable. Now that he got cut, y'all the same people saying, I can't believe you're laughing at somebody's pain. Oh my God, don't do that. He's a Christian. He loves the Lord. No, how dare you? I love the Lord. Now you love the Lord. But 12 months ago, you was laughing at LeBron James losing. Laughing at KD's hair. Like they ain't Christian. They believe in the Lord. No, not Tim Tebow. He's different. No, Tim Tebow, he got more money than you. Who are you to talk about Tim Tebow? What do you do for a living? No, you can't talk about him. That's the stuff I get. He had on yellow Crocs? Hey, look, man, I'm gonna let you back over 2 minutes because I didn't realize Robert T. Green was in the weight room. You got 2 minutes. Go. You got a
lot of planning to
do. Ho. No, don't show, dog. I'm gonna put you in Facebook jail. You try to show anything, okay? We not doing that. I'm grown. They say you was blocking the refrigerator. Oh my God.
Look.
Oh no.
Let me tell you.
Oh no, nah, dog. Nah. Where Robert T. at? Nope, we ain't doing that. Where Robert T at? Mm-mm. Nope, I'm getting my guy in here, my reasonable brother, Robert T Green, because I don't know what the hell is wrong with us. Hey, Rob, what's good, man?
What's going on, man? I'm trying to drive and Czar trying to cause accidents and stuff out here, man. He's trying to get people to crash with that nonsense. See, this is the term narrative you talk about, distraction. Because when you put that video up there talking about Tim Tebow, I'm selling jerseys out the trunk of my car, he's going to be the state assembly man. He, on his off day, he's going to go baptize kids. Tim Tebow. That's fine. But we said before, we broke the news when they first said it. He was not making the team as a tight end. Point blank, period, end of story. again, anybody that's in the league, that's why I talked about Urban Meyer already being a joke, because the bottom line is, while he signed Tim Tebow, you remember the first play of Trevor Lawrence's career in the preseason? What happened? Got smacked. So at the end of the day, you should have invested that actual extra body, that somebody body that can actually block, and stop acting like this is for S's and giggles where you get somebody killed. And Tim Tebow, with all the muscles, is going to get somebody killed. And, and again, I know we laugh and joke about it, but football is a serious game. And at the end of the day, that so-called, whatever you want to call it, that he attempted to do, he looked like what a normal person on an everyday world that tried to go out and play football at any level, high school, pro, or even in college, would be about. Like, he was like, man, I don't belong in here. This is, like, crazy. He went up there like, I'm going to die.
Yeah, because bro, wasn't that was a people. Bad look.
Yeah, because he was by himself. Again, remember, you spent most of your career when you was a quarterback having 10 people protect you. Fact. And so you might catch one dude where you're running ahead of steam, and now you got him. But now you're dealing with dudes your size looking for you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's when your life goes flash before your eyes. And like, yeah, I didn't know. Well, you should have thought about that before you went out there. And at the end of the day, I'm not knocking him at all. Again, I go back, like I said, when we first had this conversation. This is not about Tim Tebow. I said it was about Urban Meyer and him not really knowing what he's doing, and he's going to ruin some more lives and some more careers based off of this narrative everybody want to put out. It's no different. I'm not changing the subject. But again, the Mac Jones, oh, look how he looked and how Trey Lance did look. People out there that want to sit up there and try to be like, oh, he just looks like the next coming. I'm like, anybody can make stuff up as they go along in situations like that, but you cannot make up that Tim Tebow did not belong out there playing tight end National Football League. And Czar needs to stick to his day job because his analyst on what he's seeing is off badly. That's bad. Professionally speaking, Czar. I mean, no disrespect to you. I don't mean to disrespect you because I can't disrespect Czar because I don't know what he's talking about. It's only disrespectful if you basically in and you understand. He do not understand.
Hey, yo, I like that. I like that.
That's why I don't, like I said, I just, like, you know what, just got to educate the audience. And like I said, man, I was going to jump on there, but like I said, we broke this news months ago. So
I'm re-releasing that episode because Czar keeps saying pull the tape. I'm re-releasing it, and I just listened to it. I gotta edit it to get it right to that point until when we ended it because you came on first. Broke why it was bad for Urban Meyer to do this. Then Durian came on, and then he came on, and they started going back and forth. And I was like, yo, you got to think about it. He got to hot.
He's going to fund the stadium. They're going to sell tickets. He's going to come out there and fund TD Bank Arena. He's going to be doing pool parties up in the stadium. Say, Tebow, man. They love him out there. That's what he said. That's what he said. And he come on here today with his Chef Bronco hat on. That's why I said again. He over there still low key trying to keep hope alive for Tim Tebow. With that hat on, it's over. This is not the Tim Tebow that played for the Broncos through the one slant route. it's over, Czar. So, like I said, man, when you posted, like I said, definitely tag me in it because again, what y'all seeing now and how that game ended with Jacksonville, and as I said before, those wasn't even his starters really for Cleveland. Because they're trying to still press that narrative about Trevor Lawrence. I wasn't like over the top in love, like, oh wow, he's this, he's that. And I'm not saying the kid is not gonna have a good situation, but if Urban Meyer keep playing games like he's playing, it's not gonna end the way he think it is. Better stick to the script. Remember, he took Travis Etienne in that second pick. Took Tebow later on. That's two bodies right there. Neither one of those bodies blocked for him in that first snap in his preseason career, being the chosen one, sacked. I mean, oh, man. Like, against the backups, bro, they're going to have a thing. And that's a plain vanilla defense. So, like I said, for all those out there that are still screaming up and down college development and what they did in college, like I said, it's not what you think it is.
Hey, yo, Czar said he hope a bird drops a hot one when you open your sunroof. If sunroof open, you fool.
It's open, and there's a stick up there that I got an automatic car wash if it does, Czar. See, that right there is telling me, like, at the end of the day, this car or this smart car wash pass needs a job. It's a job that's going to be kept. I like Tim Tebow. He's going back to the studio and talk about not block. And that, so again, matter of fact, the next time Tim Tebow does a podcast and he talk about somebody not blocking somebody, we just got to watch for that. We got to make sure he don't critique no college kids.
Yeah, I think he's going to stay away from the blocking talk. Trust me.
See, that's my point. And that's what most people do once they get exposed to something that they can't do. They like to critique and criticize people that can't do. So that's why I didn't go on Tim Tebow. Again, I'm reiterating to the audience, this is all about Urban Meyer and what he does not do and what he don't understand and what he don't respect and why that was a bad situation. He should have never brought Tim Tebow, a never tight end in that league, to come in and think you're going to go play tight end on the line of scrimmage. You can't get no more disrespectful than that.
Hey, Zar, we know,
knock your head off.
Zar, we know you said you didn't think Tebow could block, but we all said that's why we didn't think he would make the team, because he couldn't block. We all said that. You told us, nah, it's about the ticket sales and about the locker room. He's a leader.
He ran a wrong route, too. He almost caused an interception. He turned around. It was a route that a guy caught, and everybody thought he was about to catch the ball, but he was running in the wrong lane. Like, he turned around, like, and then he didn't block again.
And Urban Meyer tried to save him and say the other boy ran the wrong route, but quarterbacks just don't throw it to a receiver before they're there if they ran the wrong route.
And the other guy ran the wrong route, then his head was around faster than Tim Tebow, so at the end of the day, he's still wrong. Because the other
still ain't
saw
know
the ball before Tebow did.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's why I said, man, coach speak. Again, for your audience out there, coach speak means lie. But y'all don't understand what that means, lie. So, again, if you're in a position of listening to coach speak, you can be confused. So don't listen to Zar, because all he talking is coach speak. So I'm going to get out of here on that one. So I look forward to the replay of the show. We can go from there.
All right, bro.
All right,
all right.
Yep.
Peace. There you have it. Somebody else who put Zar in his place.
I don't know.
Did you try your helmet on?
No.
All right. It's all right. It probably ain't going. I got you. Tell him to get a big one. All right, man. We out of here. I'm going to go get this show edited because I got the receipts for Zar. And I'm going to upload this one because he was capping. Holla at y'all.